I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console.
Hey, this is All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewy. This is show number 4. Recorded on September 9th. Look at that. I'm already messing up. September 9th, 2023. I know, right? It's the nerves, man. You know, we're on the podcast here. We're on the radio. You know, it messes me up, man. So
we finally got here to show number 4. It's great.
Well, we didn't wait 2 weeks this time, right? And let me know what you guys think. I did pick up a new microphone, and then eventually, if this works out, I know Pirate's going to get one. So let us know. So please send us a comment or any feedback, suggestions, whatever you have, to akibonoradio@gmail.com. And of course, you can reach our podcast at www.akibonoradio.com. And if you didn't write all that down, don't worry about it, because it'll be on the website. It'll be in the Facebook notes. It will be on the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page now, Pirate.
Yeah, we have a fake book page. It's called fake. Pirate and Chewy All Over the Road. Check us out. Leave yeah. some commentary there.
Yeah, yeah. So so let's go ahead and kick this off, man. So we definitely got a lot to talk about today. And, you know, we won't always try to go 2 hours like we did last time. But if it does, it does. But I don't think we're going to go that long. So why don't you, you're definitely more prepared today than I am. Here I am still running into technical problems. You think I'd have this figured out by now. But these things... This software is just like anything. It's like it's got its own brain. So what's going on?
Well, hell, I really had a great Labor Day weekend. Just a little kickback, hanging out. We even did a show here. You know, mowed the hayfield at the house, that type of thing. And man, I had no idea what was going on outside of the world, except for in my world.
Isn't it nice sometimes to not know what's going on, though?
It is. It's peaceful. I mean, just
it's peaceful.
Wrapped up in everyone's problems and issues and drama.
But right.
I had no idea that the SpaceX NASA Crew 6 was up in the air still.
See, that I did know, but I didn't know it was coming down. So when it did, and it did what it did, which you're about to talk about, I slept through it.
Yeah, we watched a movie, and I think we, you know, hit the bed about midnight 30. You know, just kicked back. We had the phone on, looking at some shows or things on the news articles, and man, all of a sudden, I heard this humongous boom.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, it could have been a car accident, could have been a train derailment. I mean, I live near a train. Well,
what time was that?
It was about, I'd say about between 12:30 and 1 in the morning.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow, a little late.
Yeah,
little
I think late. It was like 12:17, they said, but yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
And so, sure enough, I went outside. My oldest son, we went outside, checked it out. No car accident. You know, no cars flipped over in the intersection.
Now, did you see it in the sky?
That thing I did not see in the sky.
Okay, because a couple people did record it locally. They, like right here in the Tampa area, looked pretty impressive. I mean, it looked like a big comet going across the sky, but to think that there are 4 or 5 astronauts in there, that's pretty cool.
Well, what's amazing here in Florida is, you know, for years we've been able to stand here. We live in Central Florida, so you can stand out if you have a clear area in your property. You can stand out in a area or stand out in a higher part of the area, and you could look across you know, to the East Coast there, and you can see the orange reddish flames
from the launch,
from any launch that's going off. Yeah. or a landing as well. I've seen landings from, you know, hell, I was over in Tampa one time in the afternoon. I said, hey, look at that orange flame coming out of the sky. Sure enough, we checked the NASA website. Mm-hmm. One of the SpaceX what do they call them, modules or whatever?
It's the crew capsule or something like that.
That's the word I'm looking for.
The capsule, yes.
The capsule was coming down like 5 in the afternoon. That was amazing.
Okay.
So I'm sure if folks were out on the road or sitting outside, somebody had seen that thing streaking. I mean, it moved so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it scared the living shit out of me. I mean, the whole house was shaking. The windows shook.
Dang, it was that much, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty loud.
Well, what you experience is the sonic boom. It was going faster than the speed of sound. And this is why military jets and like the Concorde don't work out like they used to. Or it's not that they don't work out. It's just they've got restrictions on when they can break the sound barrier. Unfortunately, people who are astronauts who are in orbit who are coming back, they're on a controlled crash. They really have no control over. They get their trajectory where they, because they know a certain point of the Earth where they need to come in so they can land in the Atlantic Ocean. But once they, so they can maneuver the ship or the capsule in space, because it's low Earth orbit, they can maneuver that to the point where they want it. But once gravity takes over, that's it, man. They're there for the ride. They're on a fireball, basically.
Sure, they get in the gravitational pull of Earth, and it yeah. moves the speed of light.
All that friction and all that
and
stuff.
They came across like at an angle across Central Florida, like probably entered in around Pinellas County, Tampa.
Right.
Came across, and then they landed down there somewhere near Jacksonville in the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And there was.
But they returned safely.
Yeah, I think there were six of them in there. They were
wow.
from Russia, United States, United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, United yes. Arab Emirates. Okay.
Arab.
Yeah. And then they had about 186 days them guys spent up there, and it was a little delayed because of the holiday
think,
and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think they're up on the space station for a while.
Yeah, they spent some time up there.
Wow.
How'd you like to be up in space that long, Chewie?
You know, I don't know about 6 months, but, you know, I think a week would be pretty cool because they say, because I'm a big space fan, and they say when you experience zero G, it's like the drop on a roller coaster constantly. So if you don't like that feeling of the drop, guess what? You're going to feel that 24/7 up on the space station or even out in the capsule in orbit. That's what it feels like to be in zero G. Because it is like Sir Isaac Newton came up with this back in the 1700s, 1800s, whenever he was around. He knew that if you got an object up just out of the atmosphere, it would constantly keep going around the Earth, but the gravity is pulling on it, but it's not necessarily pulling it down, but it's maneuvering it on the outside of the Earth, and that's that drop you keep feeling. Do you like roller coasters?
No, I despise them.
Okay, then you wouldn't like going into orbit then, because imagine feeling the drop on a roller coaster all the time. And they say every astronaut, they don't care who it is, get sick, it takes them a good day to just chill out and get their bearings back and get used to, because that feeling of that drop does not go away. Even when you're sleeping, you feel like you're falling. And me, I'd be like even now just talking to you about it, I'm like, whoa, that'd be weird, man. You know, that's, you know, give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, definitely not a job for me. I'm glad there's some guys that volunteer to, you know, do that job, because not what I want to be doing. But hey,
yeah,
all the props to them boys that went up there. It's definitely an amazing thing that they do.
Yeah,
and it's just amazing the technology that we have, that they can bring that capsule down at a precise moment in time at a precise place here
yeah,
in Florida.
Absolutely, it's absolutely incredible.
And it's just amazing that out of all the areas in the world, we have it landing right here in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great.
Wow, cool. All right. We got another topic here for you. What you got there, pirate? This is mostly pirate show today. I'm kind of unprepared. I feel embarrassed, but I was doing all the technical side of things. So, you know, maybe not so unprepared.
That's all right, Chewie. You know? I got your back, buddy. I
appreciate it, man.
First of all, Chewie, did you know that COVID's back?
Well, we kind of talked about this last week, remember, with the mask mandates maybe and the vax.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah, they're supposed to be a new strain.
No, they're amping it up a little
okay.
bit. Yeah, but
okay.
Do you know, just to qualify it, First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for the vid.
I heard that. And how'd that happen? I thought she had all the shots.
Well, this is the second time, dude, and she's been...
Really?
She's she's double vaxxed, two times boosted.
Okay.
You know,
she's got four shots.
Yeah, and she tested positive just... Well, way back in August of 2022.
Well, the argument now is the people who believe in the vax, and that's fine if you believe in the vax, but I don't believe in it, and I think you're in the same camp. The argument now is that, well, they never said it would stop you from getting COVID. I'm like, no, wait a second. When the first shot came out, and the second shot, and the third shot, it was these promises that not only will you not get COVID, you won't transmit it. So my question is how'd she get COVID?
Yeah, if all these folks that are up there in the D.C. area are supposedly vaxxed and, you know, they believe in this this vaccine and this.
But
this,
did she really get the shot?
This Maxine, yeah. Did they really?
Is yeah. It, not,
hey. We don't really know.
I know that's conspiracy level stuff, but do we really know? I mean, I can tell you, I never got the shot. I know you're in the same camp. I can be honest about that. You know, because I believe in what they call natural immunity. You know, those, exactly. That's one of those things that are out there. So, you know, so she got COVID. So what did they do about it?
Well, not much. I mean, she's got you know, mild symptoms.
Okay.
You know, I guess somehow they caught it while they were out on their little vacation in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. So, you know, I mean, they were out and about with folks.
Well, here's the thing on that, though, because I do, even though you brought up the subject, I didn't think about writing it down, but I can opine, of course, because I do know a little bit about it. You know, within 3 days, she was cleared of COVID. So my thing about that is I don't trust the tests either. How'd you go from being positive on Monday to negative by Thursday? It doesn't go away that fast.
Yeah, what happened to the, stay isolated for 14 days?
Yeah, the social distancing.
Oh, yeah, distance yourself from everybody.
Well, according to the White House, only the president was going to start wearing a mask again.
Well,
what good is one person wearing a mask?
Well, he was up on stage at some type of press conference, and he was saying that, oh...
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
They want me to wear the mask, but I took my mask off. And, don't tell nobody.
I'm asking for the people who disagree with me, where's your science? Where's the science?
Yeah, show me the proof. But first of all, why have a guy go up there and say, hey, I'm going to tell you a secret. The secret is they're telling me to wear the mask, but I'm just not wearing it today.
Not wearing the mask.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. You know, then he was seen recently at a Medal of Honor ceremony.
Yeah, we can transition into that because it is involved the same president. Thing. It's a similar right. Yeah, the same week the wife, the first lady, got COVID. The same week because she lives with him, she sleeps with him. I'm assuming she sleeps with him. They're doing a Medal of Honor ceremony, and I notice how nobody was wearing masks. So how did we go from the first lady has COVID to the president's going to wear a mask to he's not wearing a mask.
Well, he was this guy that was the Vietnam veteran. He was standing there and he came around the back there. Biden came around the back of him and was, of course, probably breathing down his neck, breathing in his face, you know, pretty close to him.
Right.
And he puts the medal around his neck and then
he does a shake. Well, yeah. He looked like he wanted to leave, but the soldier wanted to shake his hand and give him a salute. So the president did stop for that. But then what did he do as soon as that ended?
Oh, he just got up and started. Well, he just walked away.
He just walked away.
Yeah, and everybody was stunned. People were stunned. I was stunned.
And the press secretary tried to say because he was around COVID, he didn't want to be around people too long. Well, that again breaks the logic of the social distancing, the mask, and everything. If your wife was exposed to COVID, then what difference does it make you standing in front of a soldier, giving him the Medal of Honor, giving him a salute, and then just walk away? That's long enough to be around it to supposedly get sick or anything. You know, I don't know the exact specs here. I mean, I'm no scientist or doctor, of course, but the whole thing is, it's common courtesy. Regardless, if you're sick, I don't care what you have. If you're sick, don't be hanging around people.
Well,
you
know, yeah,
because you can pass it on.
He and they said, you know, his handlers. They said, oh, he was trying to minimize his contact with attendees.
Well, that's bullshit.
And that he will be masked while he's indoors.
But he didn't wear the mask, though.
No.
He didn't wear the mask. Yeah. You know, we're going to get to a point, hopefully, where we don't talk about COVID anymore. And like we said before on this show, we're going to talk about any things. And things sometimes get a little political. There just happens to be another hot topic right now because, like you said, you know, there's supposed to be a new variant like we talked on the last show. You know, supposedly the first lady has COVID. You know, she's around her husband who's the president. And then they're not following any of the guidelines that they tell us to do.
Yeah.
They're
making up
what is it?
Rules as they go.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yes. And you know, also, too, you know, 9/11 week is coming up. So,
yeah,
he's also going on a, I guess he's going to the Middle East or to this Asian areas of the world. And he said, yeah, he's not going to be there at the 9/11 ceremonies in New York.
And you know what? We need to, I think.
He's going to skip them altogether.
I think the next show, and here's a teaser for you, classic radio, TV stuff teaser for you. I think the next show, we should talk about our experiences on 9/11, what we went through that day, because I think it's important to talk about that. You know?
Yeah, I have my ideas about that too as well.
Yeah, you can more or less share it. Not so much your ideas. I'm thinking more of less. Let's recap that day and what we went through, because I certainly got some stories to share with you on how that day went and the tragedy that ensued around it. And I got stories I can tell what led up to it. I got stories I can tell you of what happened after it. So, you know, more stuff like that. Now, you know, I mean, if you want to talk about the conspiracy theory stuff, we will. But like I said, just to like a recap, because we are coming up on the, what is it, the 22nd anniversary, which is nuts. It's hard to believe that was 22 years ago. But, you know, yeah, we should talk about it. I got other stories I can tell you about the museum. You know, I went to the museum there, how that went and stuff like that. So anything else to talk about that?
No, it's just... You know, it's just the crazy, just
the rules, craziness, the inconsistency,
the inconsistency of this
where's the
rhetoric that
right.
that these right. folks on that side always push. And it's just I think it's embarrassing for the Dems. And I think it's embarrassing for just that whole administration just to keep having this.
I don't even see it as being a side much anymore. Don't get me wrong. I know where you're going with this in a way. But dude, there are people around town wearing masks again. And you know what? People say, why does it bother you? Well, it doesn't bother me. Nah. But what it does is it lets me know who to avoid, because I think after everything that we've gone through with COVID, with so much inconsistency, and it's been flat out proven that masks do not do a thing for you. And they'll argue, well, why do surgeons wear it? Well, it's different. And again, we're recapping kind of like last week's show. It's about when there's an open cavity in the body in surgery that your spit doesn't go into the cavity that can infect. But the whole virus stopping mechanism, and then I don't believe it. And like I said, with the N95 that was supposed to be the creme de la creme of a mask and the cloth mask, and this will help slow down COVID. Even Fauci, again, this past week, you know, since we're on this subject, even this last week, that guy goes out there and says, well, maybe it didn't work on a crowd basis, but it works more on an individual basis. What is that supposed to mean? Because this is the butthole, the expert who says you don't have to wear a mask to wear a mask to wear double mask. At one time, he suggested going triple mask. Where does the insanity stop? And I know why they have the insanity, because they want to scare people. They want to control people. Yes. And I'm sorry, if you're still walking around with a mask on your face, you've been suckered into the whole... You have to do this to protect yourself. You're not protecting yourself. When you wear a mask, you're protecting other people, but it doesn't do it any good if 99% of the people around you aren't wearing masks. What I almost say when I see someone wear a mask, well, thank you for being courteous towards me. I know I'm not going to worry about getting sick because you're not going to cough on me. Your mask is going to stop it. That's supposed to be the idea, but... I think you and I both know it don't work like that.
Well, and how much does it stop, Chewy? It's not stopping every single particle.
Obviously, it's not if we have another variant out. And if they're supposed to be offering yet another shot that, hey, this... And then there's that argument. Well, it's like the flu shot. It'll become an annual thing. Okay, but it didn't stop the past COVID variants, so... To me, even like with the flu shot, I quit getting a flu shot years ago because every time I did get one, because there is a strain of the flu in the flu shot, and it's a guess. They guess the strain. But every time I got the flu shot, dude, I got sick. And I thought, what's the purpose of this? They're like, oh, you're building your immunity. I was like, maybe I am, but look at it this way. I quit getting flu shots. I haven't had the flu in over 20 years. You know?
Same here.
Yeah.
I mean... Also, too, maybe they're making such a big to-do over this because...
I think that's what it is.
Look at...
COVID is a real thing. It is.
It is. But she's only having mild symptoms, and we're not seeing, you know, the... I'm sure there's some folks getting some serious stuff, you know, but The thing is, those are people with underlying symptoms.
Underlying conditions.
Conditions.
Right.
And the thing is, yeah, most of the folks are experiencing mild symptoms. So we're making this big attention, you know, over just a couple isolated incidents.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this is. And that's all it is.
Well, I just want to know, is this new shot going to work? When does it work? That's what I know. When does it work and what does it do? Because I don't want to hear the argument that it'll decrease your symptoms, because I've known plenty of people who've got a various amount of shots, got COVID, and got pretty sick.
Well, I mean, that's a good question too, Chewy. I mean, when does it work? Well, it doesn't work when you don't put it to test for a good amount of time and have good results.
Well, they tell you there's no time to test. They just have to get it out there.
No, you have to put these things through trial tests. You have to, you know, give it some time to work.
Well, any of these type of vaccines in the past, I knew were took a 10-year testing cycle. And with the first COVID shot and the successing COVID shots, they got it out in like 6 months. Now, they argue they've been testing it in the past, okay, which is fine, but on the market still within that short a period of time, I'm just not buying it, man. I just, you know, if you want to go get, look, I'm not going to chastise you if you want to go get the shot. I know you're not going to get shot. I'm just being folks in general. If you want to go get the shot, if you feel that it's going to do something for you, it's fine. My problem with people who do believe in that shot, and they're telling me I need to get it or I'm going to kill them. Talk about being dramatic. I mean, because here you are, here I'm. Hey, we both got COVID. We both are unvaccinated. And here we are still both living, man. Ain't that amazing?
Very amazing. And like I said, the bottom line is, and this is probably all I have left to say for it today, is I think they're just blowing it a little bit out of proportion this week.
Well, turning a molehill into a mountain.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly. All right. So, Bud Light is back in the news. I don't know if this is a good thing or not. Why don't you tell me why we're talking about Bud Light again? Did we talk about Bud Light before? I don't remember.
We talk about Bud Light all the time because they're just...
I forget whether we've done it on the show or talked it amongst ourselves.
They have been in the news because of all their little marketing efforts. And
Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah, and they, you know, they're just changed the way they feel about things in the world, and they're turned into kind of like a woke company. And so, you know, and they've been sold, you know, from the original family to ABEV?
InBev.
That's InBev.
Belgium-based company.
Sorry, folks.
That's okay.
I got some of my shit straight, but not all.
I know. I'm sure the comments are already going to fly. People are like, that's bull crap.
Yeah. Sorry. So Bill Gates, you know Bill Gates.
Yes. Microsoft founder, Windows, you name it. Mr. Computer Guy.
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're like a foundation, trust foundation. I guess that's like a company that they own.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they just purchased, surprisingly, 1.7 million shares of the Anheuser-Busch shares.
1.7 million shares.
Yeah, that's $95 million approximately.
Holy crap. They dropped $95 million just on Bud Light. I didn't know it was a separate stock, or was that just Anheuser-Busch?
It was the Anheuser-Busch.
Okay. I didn't think Bud Light had its own stock, just AB.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, he bought low, of course, so because he's got confidence that
he's a finance guy in a way.
Well, he's got confidence to buy low, and he thinks that this beer brand is going to return eventually.
How's he going to make it return?
I guess he thinks that, you know, with this investment, he might have some influence, and, you know, he's lost a little bit on it, at least 2%.
Okay. Well, that's still huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can lose a lot.
And the stock overall is down 7% overall this year because of drops in sales due to the, you know, average folks just saying, to hell with you guys.
They've moved on.
In your stance. And there's, like we talked before, there's many, many choices out there for cervezas, guys.
Yeah, there's plenty of choices out there.
Yeah. And one's just going to stand by their beer.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, I liked their beer at one time. I liked Michelob.
You've always had a Bud Light on you, man.
Yeah.
Not lately, though.
No, I switched over.
Well, that might mess up the plans because one of the heirs of Anheuser-Busch wants to buy the brand back. So, uh, So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if that's going to mess up his plans or not, because his intention is that he wants to bring the Anheuser-Busch company back to an American company. Now, like, Anheuser-Busch is still based out of St. Louis, but having InBev relinquish the brand, so then they will take back over that beer company and run it how they feel they want to run it. Because, you know, we talked about this today on our little golf break, man. I would just love to see the old marketing come back, the old commercials. I mean, when's the last time you saw a really good Budweiser commercial? And I'd say maybe about a few years ago, you had the Dilly Dilly with the Bud Light. That was pretty funny, but there hasn't been that much memorable stuff, you know, like there used to be with the Clydesdales, the What's Up guys, you know, the Frogs, the Spuds. Lizards, Spuds McKenzie, rest in peace. You know, there's been other Spud McKenzies.
Sure.
Fortunately, I heard one like got electrocuted in a pool at one of the commercial shootings. Oops. But, oops. You know, that was quite a while ago. That's okay. It's okay, but it's not okay. But, I mean, what else have you heard of what does Bill Gates want to do with being a shareholder of Anheuser-Busch?
Well, I just,
or a major shareholder.
He just feels that it was a great purchase. He thinks it's a part of Americana, obviously, and he thinks that this company, he knows that people will drink American beer, and he mm-hmm. thinks that, you know, maybe he has some inside ideas or learned some things. Maybe he knows that the possibility that the returning to the American ownership could be a good thing, and maybe he's just getting himself positioned well in advance.
I would hope so. I would hope so. I don't trust him right now.
He's in
though.
A good position, and he's probably a majority owner, obviously.
He probably is. Here's my thing with Bill Gates, and I hate to circle back to the COVID since we just talked about it, but he's a major proponent of the vaccine.
He is.
He is highly involved in agriculture, and when I mean agriculture, he's highly involved of doing bioengineered food, and none of these things I feel he's promoting comes off as healthy. And I'm just wondering, by him purchasing or being a major shareholder of Anheuser-Busch, what are his intentions? You know, because he's not part of Microsoft anymore. He's long gone. He retired from that, sold his shares, whatever it is, nice retirement. You know, at this point, it's not even about the money with him anymore. It's about, what are you doing in life to improve other people's lives? Because that was his idea with Microsoft. He came out with Windows, and, you know, he didn't create DOS, but he bought DOS. It was DOS and Windows. And he basically wanted to build a software company that made computers easier to use. And he did a good job with it. I mean, heck, we are recording this show on Windows 11 or 10. You know, he has nothing to do with Windows 10, but his legacy put things where they are now. So, I mean, have you heard of what is he going to do with that?
No, I do know that he owns many other beer companies' stocks. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. Coors, Heineken,
right.
There are several others, not to mention, but he's got many others. So this isn't like something he's targeting. He does like to buy beer company stocks. And so,
well, we might have to circle back to the story.
It's a new breaking story. There's not much been released. I've dug deep as I could.
Well, I could see us talking about this again when we find out more information. Absolutely. What are his intentions, you know? So, yeah, we'll see what happens with Bud Light. SOUTHFLORIDA, South Florida, South Florida, go Bulls. So, got a story here that you found, and I'm definitely going to opine on about the stadium. So, what's the details here, man? The school, USF, is going to get an on-campus stadium, right?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this to happen. I mean, I'm a USF Bulls supporter.
Okay.
And I always used to ask you, why the hell don't they have their own stadium?
Right.
And they've always been playing here in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium or Ray J Stadium.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, that's a really high-class place to play, so there's not a problem. But
it's
a
freaking beautiful stadium.
But it would be great if they were on their own campus, had their own, like, pride, all their little signs, and just, you know, alumni could be there and say, oh, well, this is a great place to be. But anyways, lo and behold, the state approved the financing for $340 million.
Oh.
35,000-seat stadium. I don't know what these seats are going to look like. I don't know what this place the renditions
they
of it are?
Yeah, they haven't given out those kind of details yet.
No renditions yet. I'm just imagining like a lot of gray, gold, silver, whatever the place, gold and silver, a lot of green, you know.
It'll be green and gold.
Yeah, green and gold. That's
green
it.
And gold. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm imagining galvanized seats or what have you, or wooden seats.
That's the worry right now. The fans are concerned, especially me being a former season ticket holder. The thing that spoils you by going to a game at Raymond James, it is in the Buccaneer Stadium, is that those seats are nice, that stadium is nice. And don't get me wrong, I am not against a on-campus stadium. The problem, a few things I'm going to cover, is first of all, like you said, there'll probably be planks. Most likely there'll be planks.
There'll be pirate planks, probably.
There'll be pirate. You got to walk the plank, eh? Yeah,
and if you're wearing like yoga pants or little thin little silk,
you're going to get your butt burned.
You're going to have burns or worse, maybe some splinters after a while.
Or you're going to have a burn culo.
That too.
Yeah. Well, so I can tell you that there are lifelong season ticket holders who said if they go to the planks, they're out. So you're going to lose season ticket holders. And here's the challenge right now. There's only about 8,000 to 10,000 people who show up to a game, and that looks really bad at Ray J now because Ray J holds 70,000, so the optics look terrible. And they got FAMU tonight, and I will definitely be watching the game later at the bar we're going to, but I don't know, man. It's just you're trading one stadium for the next right now because the program is not doing so well. We do have a new head coach, which I am excited about. But like anything, when you start over with a new head coach, you're probably going to be bottom of the barrel again.
Who's the head coach, Chewy?
I don't even know his name because me being a super fan, you look that up while I'm
sure,
talking away.
I'm working away.
You know, even me being a super fan, maybe I'm not a super fan anymore. I can't even tell you the head coach because I am still a fan. I'm not giving up on my Bulls. It's just we've tried over the years so many ways to bring suggestions to the school, and they're going to have meetings with us like a fan committee, and they canceled it, ignored us. Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you. They've done nothing with it. They're just – I feel like they're just off doing it on their own. My other problem with the stadium is because I know the campus so well, the location is terrible. They want to put it in the athletic area, which you expect it to be with all the other athletics, right? The soccer stadium, football, basketball, softball, you name it. However, the location of where they're putting it, there's going to be little to no parking. They're going to have it closer to the Fletcher side because USS sits between two major roads, Fletcher and Fowler. But Fletcher is not really a major road. It's a four-lane road, meaning two lanes go in each direction because people always screw that up. They think, oh, that's just a two-lane road. No, a two-lane road is just one road going in each direction. It's a four-lane road. It's actually going to be closer to Fletcher instead of Fowler. Where they should be putting it on campus is they should be putting it close to Fowler because there's a people bridge where Mosey's at because Mosey's going to move or they're in the process of moving. There's already a people bridge that goes over Fowler. So you don't have to worry about dumbass fans getting hit by cars because they're going to take the bridge to go over and get to the stadium. Plus the optics, it would be literally, if they're going to put it where I want to put it, it'd be literally in front of the Sun Dome. So as you go down Fowler, you would see this football stadium, and there's the Sun Dome. It's the Yingling Center now, but we, you know, still old school. And then there's the rest of the campus. You won't see the campus from Fowler, and that's the main artery getting into school. So
I see your point here. I'm kind of buying into it a little bit. I get what you're saying.
Don't like the location.
I kind of see what you're saying. I didn't understand your rant in
right
the
because you drive all over in town in your profession and what you do. You won't see the stadium from Fowler at all.
No, that's terrible. It should be visible when you ride by where those
about the school.
Yeah, you see the school. You see the Sun Dome. And you're going to see that stadium. But if it's hidden way down there off 50th Street in the woods.
That's where it's going to be down off of 50th Street in the woods. It's going to be closer to the Greek village by the fraternity houses.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So the plank thing, you know what? I can get over the plank thing. That doesn't bother me too much. You can buy those cushion seats or whatever.
Well, you know
whatever.
That people do. I've been to some high school games.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone to a couple last year.
Yeah, yeah.
They have those. You could buy
those seat backs.
You do little seat things that slide under the metal or wood plank. And then it's got cushions. Yeah. It's comfortable.
That would, you know, the seat
it's kind
thing
of a pain
doesn't
in the ass because you got to carry the thing in there.
Right. And then this notion, and then the third thing, my rant about the stadium, you have people that believe that if you get an on-campus stadium, it'll make them an award-winning program. And I call bullshit on that because we've been playing at Ray J ever since the first year, which was 1998. You know, we've been playing there for almost 30 years. You know, 30 years, or at least 25 years. Now we're close, a little over 25 years. And we were ranked at one time and had nothing to do with the facility. And I can tell you this, Ray J is in a good location as far as traffic. Tampa Police Department does a great job of making roads go one way when you exit or coming in. Getting in and out of there is not a problem. I think the traffic at USF will be a nightmare if they put the stadium where they're going to do. Because they're already talking about, well, you can park in the Sun Dome. And you can take a shuttle to the stadium.
Oh, boy. That's terrible.
Right. Who wants to take a shuttle? And here's the thing. Okay. Everyone goes into the game at different times. Okay. So it's staggered. But leaving the game, can you imagine how long the line is going to be for the shuttle because people don't want to walk back?
Yeah. This is a nightmare.
That's what I'm talking about. So again, I'm not completely against an on-campus stadium. I'm against the location and the idea of what they think it's going to do for this program because they have not listened to fans at all. I don't know who they're listening to, but they're going to go off and do this on their own anyways. So,
well, I mean, maybe they'll see the error of their ways and go, well, hell, this shuttle stuff ain't working. The people... You know,
after they already build the stadium with limited parking, they'll have shot themselves in the foot at that point. It's not like you can lift and shift the stadium.
Well, they might have to create a parking garage or something. You know, they might have to move something around. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, who wants a tailgate at a parking garage?
I don't.
I know. So, did you find out who the head coach was?
Yeah, the head coach is Alex Golesh.
Okay. Yeah, I know he came from Tennessee.
Yeah, Vernon University of Tennessee. He was a former offensive coordinator.
Coordinator?
Yeah,
okay.
He was coordinator.
Yeah, no, I wish him nothing the best. Go Bulls. You know? I'll be watching him tonight.
He's the sixth head coach that they've hired in USF football history. I can't believe that's been that many so far.
Well, the turnover has not helped the program because we have not had any consistency since Jim Leavitt. We were starting to gain some traction under Willie Taggart, but unfortunately he left for bigger, better things. And, you know, I don't blame the guy for doing what he did. So ever since Willie Taggart left, and he actually started some good traditions with the football team. There's a lot of things he did that I really liked. But ever since he left, dude, it's just been a nightmare. It's just, dude, like tonight's game, we're playing Florida A&M, and I guarantee that you won't see more than 10,000 people at this game tonight when that place used to sell out. So people like accusing me jumping off the wagon. I was like, I'm not jumping off or on any wagon. I am still a fan. I just am choosing to, you know, I'm choosing where I'm going to spend my energy and time, and going to these games anymore for 12-hour days with the tailgating and everything just doesn't interest me anymore. And I'm not saying I won't come back. I would love to come back. But right now, show me something.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of effort every week.
It was. My whole Saturday would be shot.
Your whole Saturday shot, and then you're let down by a terrible loss every time.
It is, and I know you take the wins with the losses, but when the previous coach got two wins out of three seasons and they gave him a raise, I'm like, hold on a second here. You're literally rewarding failure. So don't tell me as a fan I don't show up that I'm off the wagon. I was like, your standards are, there are no standards. It's inconsistent as you can get.
People want to see a winning team.
Yeah, even if they go 500, I'll take that. You know,
so. Well, it'd be great maybe if they can win a few this year, because I know last year, I don't know what their record was. Really, I should have checked into it.
Like two wins?
Two.
Two is like something like that. Don't quote me on that, but something like that. Yeah. Hey, that's terrible.
That is terrible. Terrible shit.
Yeah.
A couple nights ago, I decided, hey, let me turn on ESPN, see what's on. Sports. Okay. The sports world.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The premier sports channel. You know, they got it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing.
They've been around forever.
And guess what I seen?
What?
I seen just a regular old screen that said, due to Disney and Spectrum,
mm-hmm.
not coming to terms on a new agreement.
Oh boy,
that Spectrum will not. They're going to remove the Disney channels from.
Well, Disney. Just let people know, Disney owns ABC, ESPN, Disney Plus, obviously.
National Geographic.
National Geographic.
I think there was a couple other channels I seen on there. I think it was Fox HD. There's a few of them.
So anyways, Spectrum got into a dispute with Disney, and you weren't able to watch any sports.
Yeah, I can't watch National Geographic. I can't watch because Spectrum is not caring. And so they texted me Spectrum and said, hey, due to, I'll read it here. Let me look these bad boys up here on my text. There they are.
Yeah, due to.
Since Disney has removed their channels, we would like to offer you a free trial from our preferred streaming TV partner, Fubo.
Fubo.
So all you got to do is just click on. I'm not going to do it.
Another streaming.
Yeah.
So they're telling you they'll let you. So that's what's so stupid. If Spectrum is teamed up with Fubo, they're telling you you can watch ESPN on Fubo, but you can't watch it on Spectrum because they're having a dispute.
Isn't that bizarre?
Well, it's kind of like about a month or so ago at union meeting, you got fired up because we wanted to watch the game. And it was the NBC got into a dispute with the Rays or one of the channels, and it was an NBC game.
That so pissed me off.
With DirecTV.
Remember?
So it was DirecTV and NBC got into a dispute. So DirecTV says, for now, we are not carrying NBC. So then we had to go to your house to watch the game because DirecTV was in a dispute with NBC. So either way, no sports for the fans.
Yeah, the fans are paying a price. People pay for these services too. Like I pay a lot of money for this cable TV.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, everything's gone up. Thanks a lot, people that decided to raise the cost of everything.
Well, the challenge with this business right now, because I can tell you I keep up with this, is that there's too many streamings, so there's too many deals going on here and there. The problem is that these companies projected money that they thought they were going to get, and now they're not getting. So now they're desperate to try to keep subscribers on. Like somebody canceled their Disney Plus the other day, and Disney Plus told them, we'll give you $1.50 for 6 months if you stay on, then you go back to your regular rate. So they decided to stay with them. That's like, well, if you're only charging $1.50 a month, that tells me you could probably charge maybe $5 a month and still do well, but they're not getting it, or it's such a challenge trying to compete with all this other streaming. And these disputes happened when we were a kid with cable. But I see these disputes happening way more than they should, because as a consumer, I shouldn't have to subscribe to 8 or 9 different streaming channels to watch what should be over-the-air programs, like your local sports or anything like that. So that sucks, man. So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep Spectrum? Are you going to switch over to Fubo, screw it?
To be honest, I really don't care for Disney and ESPN anyway, so it's really not a big deal.
Well, it's woke Disney.
It is woke, and I just don't care for their rhetoric and what they program and just their stance on things. So I just said,
well, either way, they're screwing themselves, because now you have zero viewership, because
it's turning people off.
It is. It's turning a lot of people off, man. People are getting sick of it.
People aren't going to be on their, on the bandwagon when they do get back on, because they're going to say, you know what? You let us down.
Yeah.
I'll find my sports somewhere else, I'll
find something else to watch.
Yeah.
There's so much else to watch these days, man. You don't, that sucks that you can't watch the sports, team that you want to watch, but there's other things to watch.
Or how about this? The next time there's a foosball game on ESPN and on regular TV,
you'll switch to regular TV.
Pick the regular TV station, the local station.
Don't give them the ratings.
Yeah, screw their ratings. Screw them and their corporate greed.
Yeah, well, that's it's corporate greed, and it's all pettiness, because we pay for cable television to have all these channels available to us. As a consumer, I don't care you're getting into a dispute with Disney and vice versa.
Well, it should never even get to that. Yeah, they should have their stuff worked out.
Yeah, why is things not worked out? And why is there black channels for something you're paying for? In some ways, if you really wanted to be a dick about it or start pressing, you can go to Spectrum and says, hey, I pay you this amount of much a month for all these channels. Without this channel, I want prorate. And they've been known to do it, meaning lower your bill for that time, because you're like, no, you're not giving. I don't care about your dispute with Disney, you're supposed to be providing me this, and you're not.
Yeah, I mean, I pay enough. I probably should do that. I mean, the thing
should, if you want to fire them up.
Let's see how long this goes on. If this stays like this for a couple more weeks or what have you, it would be great.
You might have to give them a call and say, hey, you might get a lower cable bill for a little bit. We'll see. Yeah,
sure.
Well, why don't you just go roll into your sports, man?
Yeah. So sports. Here we are at the Pirate and Chewy. All over the road sportscast, and I'm Pirate, and here's your update of the week. Okay, guys, here we go. Our beloved Rays are playing today, the Mariners at the Rays at 4:05 as we speak.
All right, so Seattle's in town.
Good luck to the Rays. I hope you all win. And last night, they had an awesome game. They came back. It was tied 4-4. Man, we had a couple good home runs, solar home runs, and it was incredible. They ended up winning the game 4-7. Mariners 4, Rays 7. It was incredible, the game. Mm-hmm. And just to see them come back in the seventh inning and just blow the doors off of them, man, it was great.
All right.
And then after they're finished up with these Mariners.
Yeah, because we're rapidly approaching the end of the season here.
We are getting close to the wild card days and mm-hmm. the playoffs. We are getting ready for the Boys of October.
Playoffs?
Yeah, buddy. So the
Jim Morris get there.
So the Rays and Twins will be playing starting on Monday night.
Minnesota. Don't you know, eh?
Yeah, they're going to have a three-game stretch starting at 7:40.
Three-game series.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, they call it a series.
Series, okay.
Because, you know, if they win, they say, well, we won the series. Lost the series.
And then, so here's the overall league. Still got the Orioles leading with 89 wins and 51 losses.
Uh-huh.
Rays trailing at 86 wins and 56 losses.
All right. We're number two, right? We're in the second spot right now?
In the AL.
Okay.
And we're four games back, so hopefully our beloved Rays can win a few against one of these teams here.
Yeah.
And then over in the NL, National League, we still got the Braves leading 92 wins to 48 losses. So, they've got the best overall.
They're in the number one spot right now.
They're in the number one seed right now.
Okay. Okay.
And then, we watched foosball the other night.
Yes, I did catch that Detroit-Kansas City game. That was exciting.
The Lions and the Chiefies.
Yeah, the Chefs.
The Chefs. And the Lions, that was a good game. Did you watch it?
I did watch the game. And, I'm actually a closet Lions fan. And people are like, how the heck do you like Detroit? You know what it is? Because they're always underdogs. And I like the underdog. I am not a number one fan. I'm not like that at all. I'm all about the Bucks, my Niners, my Dolphins. But... the Lions, man, and I don't hate the Chiefs either. I know a lot of people are like, oh, they keep winning. Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a great guy, man. He's an awesome athlete.
Great quarterback. I really enjoy watching him play.
I mean, he has a potential to be a GOAT himself.
Very promising.
Yeah,
man.
He could. He's definitely, I think in all the quarterbacks in the league right now, he's definitely the star.
He is a great star, and I really like his style.
Yes.
He's a well-likable boy, mm-hmm. Very likable guy.
Yes.
You know, that game, unfortunately, the Lions won, man. The Chiefs couldn't pull it out.
Well, fortunately for the Lions, they won.
But I was pulling for the Chiefs that
day. Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah. All perspective.
Man. Yeah, yeah. So it was 24-20, Chewy, so that's all right. And so tomorrow we have a big day for all of the other teams.
Oh, yeah? What do we got? Yeah,
okay. So our beloved Bucks are playing the Vikings.
Ooh.
Yeah. And also, we got the Bengals and the Cleveland Browns.
You got the Battle of Ohio tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. Or okay. I call them the Cleveland Clowns.
The Clowns, yeah. Yeah. Well, they kind of earned that over the years.
Yes, they did. We got Texans and Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Titans and the Saints.
Gotcha.
Raiders versus the Broncos. That's a good game.
Raiders and Broncos. Yeah. It still throws me off to call them the Vegas Raiders, though.
Yeah, it is. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, well, that's where they moved, and
they play at Allegiant Stadium, or as I fly them to West Virginia all the time. I call them All Giant Airlines. how it's spelled.
And so there's Rams and Seahawks.
Okay.
Dolphins and Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And Eagles versus the Patriots. What's that?
I said, sounds like some exciting games.
Yeah, well, we still got a few more. Let me name them off here so everybody can hear their game. 49ers versus the Steelers, Jags versus the Colts, Cardinals and the Commanders, which was the old Redskins.
Yeah, I still call them Redskins.
Okay. Cardinals versus Redskins.
Remember, we don't do politically correct on this show.
No, we're very incorrect. Panthers and Falcons, Cowboys and the Giants, Packers and the Bears. There's a good rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills and Jets, there's another one.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see how Aaron Rodgers, as he as he is premiering. Cowboys versus the Giants, Packers versus the Bears. That's a good rivalry. And the Bills versus the Jets.
Okay.
Good rivalry. And we've got Aaron Rodgers in his premier debut here.
Yeah, so
with the Jets.
All pressure on him. And then even though, you know, you guys will probably be hearing this delayed, the Florida A&M is playing the University of South Florida Bulls for their first home game tonight. And good luck to both teams, but of course, go Bulls. I think a lot of people are going to be at tonight's game to see the Florida A&M band because they're actually pretty good, man. They like to shuck and jive on top of doing a band show. So they're pretty cool.
They like swinging their trumpets and trombones back and forth?
They dance, man. Yeah, they really do.
They got the big hats with the feathers.
Oh yeah. They look like band people.
Incredible.
So Smash Mouth had a travesty. I mean, we lost Mr. Buffett last week, and now we find out that the lead singer, Steve Harnell, is how you say it, 56 years old. He died of liver failure, man. So that's pretty sad. I seen them in concert, I want to say back in 2000. In the year 2000, remember Conan O'Brien used to do that? In the year 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they opened. My intention was to see Lenny Kravitz, but they opened for him. And I didn't realize even at the time that they were really starting to take off of how many hits they had. I didn't realize who really Smash Mouth was.
They're like an alternative rock group.
And they did some covers.
Late 90s, All-Star, Hey Now, I'm an All-Star.
Okay.
They got I'm a Believer. That was from the Shrek movie.
I remember that.
You got Walking on the Sun. Remember that one?
Yeah, yep, yep.
And I like that song, Walking on the Sun. It's pretty good.
Well, that's a shame that he passed because, you know, 56 in the grand scheme of things isn't that old. Now, did they say the band is going to continue on, or is it too early for that?
It's too early for that. I want to say they probably will because they do have some new material, a single that was just released.
Yeah.
On July 28th.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So usually a release means they had a tour lined up. So, you know, I'm sure there's going to have to be a pause on the tour.
Maybe a tour, but it might be paused or they might have to get some fill in. You know, there's no information on that right now.
Still too new.
Yeah, they're probably just letting people mourn and.
Yeah, well, it's tragic and that all of a sudden that happens. So, we're going to do we're going to finish off the show with the Hey Now song since we did a Buffett last week. So I hate to do back-to-back tributes, but, you know, since this is the topic of a discussion, you know, that's what we're going to close off with.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we'll play All-Star and tribute to Steve Harwell.
To Star Harwell. So this is show number 4 of All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewy. And, you know, we thank you for listening to the show. And again, please send us an email at akabonaradio@gmail.com.
Or like us at Facebook.
Like us on our Facebook page. Just do a search for All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewy. And then we are on our own website. We're on www.akabonaradio.com. But all those will be on the show notes because the Facebook is a lot easier to update versus the website because I am not a website guru at all. But, you know, we're just making it work for this hobby.
And neither is Pirate. I'm not no technical guru.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Hey, you had the bulk of the stories tonight, and I'm kind of handling the technical side here, but hey, this is what makes it work.
So, I'm just good at show prep, Chewy. That's all it is.
There you go. So y'all have a great week, and we'll be talking to you soon. See ya.
Y'all have a good one.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. In the back.